FW Mobile.
AP, good morning.
Good morning. How we doing this morning, Ed?
Bugging. That's all I can say. We're getting her done.
Are you enjoying the cooler weather?
Sometime, and I like this cool air. I can breathe.
Getting all stuffed up with the heat running wide open. Back for about 20 minutes last night. It was just like me and you talking right here. It was awesome. He's over in Louisiana.
What band were you on?
Yeah, we were on 40.
On my end, after it gets a certain time, I get heat up with static.
Out there and worked on the antenna bottom there a little bit, right there at the bottom of the ladder line, and secured it a little bit. I mean, that ladder line's pretty wide. It was blowing pretty good in the breeze. And that, but after I got it secured, and that I was about ready to hang it up, and I was a couple of KCs off, and that, and I heard him. I said, "That sounds like CQ," and went over there, and sure enough, he was right there, and I called back to him.
I'm glad you got him.
It was different, you know, just one guy all by himself, no pileup, no nothing, just chit-chatting, and some sounds came on, almost sounded like church bells or whatever. We had to move twice on that to get away from it, but after that, it was good to go.
And a lot of the lot older operators prefer to just sit and chat one-on-one.
Really like that. And he was, you know how usually they're on an even frequency, but he was on like 0.3, and that, which was different for me. Took me a minute to get him tuned in.
There's a few guys that'll go to a frequency and then they'll go up to like 300, 400, or 500 and talk. Most of the time it's 500.
It's really funny. I asked him where he was, and he was at like 7223.3. But I heard him best on like 0.2, and then he heard me best on like 0.3 or whatever. So it was just his radio was a lot older though. He had a lot of solid state in his radio.
The old tube types and the older solid state, they were bad to drift. But that's what that clarify on that radio far. If you hear him and you can't really figure out where he's at, just start turning that and that'll bring him on in.
He's still in that learning mode with the radio.
I tell you what, that radio's got a lot to sit down and study for.
100-page manual.
Keep you busy.
Yeah, I can only imagine what the manual for your radio looks like.
It's 198 pages.
Yeah, that's about like I figured.
Mark, I'm reading one little section at a time. That way I don't get confused.
Better tonight. What do you think?
So, because I got one. I don't even think you got one yesterday, did you?
No, the only parts that were on the air were on 20, and I didn't even make an attempt by the time I worked on that antenna wire and everything and did a couple of things. It was already dark, and I usually lose it after dark.
You wasn't able to get that female operator up in Pennsylvania because we had a big pile-up, and I was top dog on that pile-up to that station, which surprised me.
I didn't even hear anybody, but when I first started tuning, the radio was messed up. The antenna, the one wire had popped off on that, so I had to put it on and get all that secure where it would work. And probably by the time I got all that done, they were coming off the air.
I say spotted long on parked on the air sign.
It was text with a couple of people that had, were going to be on the air. Did you ever get to contact any of those?
You never did.
On their website, they can either post it to that Parks on the Air that's where they're at, or they can post it to Facebook and that. So it, I guess, you know, some of them do it, so that's why I was sending it, because I don't know if it had showed up on their website or not. I'll have to check that this weekend.
It's good this afternoon. I won't try for nothing until you get home and catch up, and then we can start off even.
Yeah, you don't have to wait on me, but I certainly appreciate it. Yeah, it'll be, usually I've been leaving about 4, so it's usually about 4:45 by the time I make it home. About 5 by the time I get on the air.
And then let you know how it's going.
Yeah, by the time you text me, usually I'm about, I'm over there by the mall on 385, so it still takes me another 15 or 20 to get home. Again, I guess, twist that ladder line, put 5 or 6 twists in it, and that'll, supposed to keep it from blowing so bad in the wind. Man, the wind was like 20 mile an hour yesterday evening at the house, KN4TFW.
Friday. I didn't even have any wind over this way at all. Gotta get off my lazy rock and take that 40 meter antenna down that I'm not using. Get it out of the way.
And you're gonna do it, nah? Well, I'll come over and help you.
Maybe about 5 minutes. The way I've got it set up, I've got one on a fiberglass military pole on one end and a tree in the other. I just walk over, tie the knot on one end, and let the whole thing just drop on down. It won't take me about 5 minutes. It'll take me longer to roll it up than it will anything else. Up an antenna, I try and make it easy in case I have to take it down.
But it's pretty easy to get on down now. Once you figure it out, and that it isn't too hard. Like you said, the hardest part is unrolling the wire or rolling it back up and keeping the kinks out of it.
Yes, I got to find something to do with it. I hate having something and me not using it. And for somebody else that can use it, they give it to them, let them have it, so it'll get used.
120 feet long?
I don't think it's that long. Well, I know it's not that long, because it's not as long as my 80 meter. And my 80 meter is, I think, I'm a guesstimate. There's 102, I think, but I feel like it's probably a little more than that.
One wire for 80, and then you just tune in 40.
I just use tuner and just use that 80 meter antenna. And when I go down on 10 meters, I don't have no standing wave at all on that one. And just pushing it a little bit, and the meter showing that the radio's putting out just a little over 100, about 110 watts.
That's getting out pretty good. Well, definitely good enough to reach anywhere that we can reach, right?
You got that right, but I wish that band would open up, because you can make some good contacts. And I got to say that 10 meters, it's pretty crystal clear.
Tuning in the lower bands are pretty, got a lot of static and everything. When I tune up that way towards 10 and that, it's you know, it's pretty clear it doesn't have a lot of static on it.
Still haven't got in and hit one of their repeaters on 10 meters. Up on the 600, there's supposed to be some repeaters. Honestly, I don't know.
Book, I know we studied that. Y'all have to look there. I know there's some propagation beacons that you're supposed to be able to hear. And that must be AM. But I'm thinking that there's some FM repeaters on that one. 10 meters, yeah.
Here, the beacons and stuff, all the time on 10, down on the lower end. Once you hear that beacon, if you hear it real good and loud, that means the man is ready to go.
Read up on all that, figure out where the beacons are and that, and write it down on a little chart and hang it there in front of me so I can see it.
10 meters, first contact I ever had was on 10 meters, used a little 25-watt Radio Shack 10-meter radio.
Contact with that, guy down in Florida on 10 meters that does that YouTube channel, that Ham Radio Concepts?
Not that I'm aware of.
I know he's always, his favorite band is 10 meters.
Try and text you a frequency. There's a guy, if I understood him right when I watched him on YouTube, he's a retired engineer for AT&T, Bell South, that group, and he worked on antennas, and he'll talk to you and record your radio while you're transmitting and post it on YouTube. He'll also tell you how to fine-tune it and get more out of your modulation.
That sounds good. It's just a little bit over my skill level right now, I believe.
Just talk to him and you get to tell him what kind of radio you got. He sits and tells you what to do. And he'll tell you if you sound better or if it didn't change it or whatever.
It was like a 5.6 over there into Monroe, Louisiana last night. But he said, man, the audio was real good. You know, you could hear it. He could hear it crystal clear. So, that's good enough for me. As long as you can hear me good, I really don't care how powerful it really was.
Secret, I have seen them on my radio. They'd be putting a 3 on the S meter, but yet their modulation would be like almost a 10.
In Louisville. Good morning.
But it sure do feel good.
Minded about them dog days in August pretty soon. Can your radio?
Doing it. You know, Ed's showing me some tricks, and we've been doing a couple of things together in the evening, and that, getting on together, and that, although we can't talk to each other, I guess we're just too close, or the band just isn't right for us, and that, but had a good conversation with a guy in Louisiana yesterday for about 20 minutes, and it's probably the best contact I've had on HF. It was clear, no static, and I could understand him fine. Working on making the antenna a little bit more permanent. You know, I got everything kind of just temped in, and that now I just got to, you know, run the coax better and that. And it, man, the wind was terrible there in Greer yesterday and that, and it pulled the wire loose, so I had to resecure it to be able to even talk.
I don't remember it being that windy in Greenville.
It's been a 20-mile-an-hour wind, it felt like. I mean, that ladder line was just a whipping. I'm talking, and now I'm over here by 25, almost to work, and I still got a half a cup of coffee.
Bargain. take it in with you. That fix you right up.
Boiling it, drinking it slow.
Yeah, I got a coffee pot right there behind my desk, so if I need some, I can always make some more.
Tim, has he already been and gone?
This morning, I know he was talking about his throat was hurting the other day, and he wasn't going to talk too much.
I don't know if he's even going to come in today or not. I feel about the same way, but I got to push through it.
Need vacation day being sick, right?
No, that's right.
You have somebody at work anyway. The least you can do is give it back to them.
Best shot, my friend.
I'm out of work because I'm sick. You guys better come see me in the hospital.
Dad, I don't think he ever missed a day because he was sick.
Well, nowadays, especially over there where my wife works, it, oh, I'm a little bit sick, and it's like, man, and they just lay out. Then it's, you know, $100 to go to the doctors and $100 that you miss from work and that, and it's like, man, I can't afford all that.
Now, when you live on a beef cattle farm like I did, you being sick, it didn't matter. You still had to get out there and take care of everything.
But you just put one foot in front of the other.
A few times I didn't know if I had enough energy to put the foot in front of the other, but I guess that's why it never bothered me to work on my public job when I got older. When I was sick, I'd be sick, I'd still go right on in.
We're not running a fever. I mean, if you're running a fever, you're going to give it to somebody.
A couple of guys that I felt like that they deserved to have a good cold.
Vacation for you when they laid out.
Right. I had a couple of it. I just finally told them they got to go.
Thank you, guys. Someone say 73. Hope you guys have an awesome day and hope to catch you guys on the radio maybe this weekend. If not, definitely on Monday. And Ed, I hope to catch you this afternoon sometime on the radio.
I'll be there. Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe 10 meters will open up and we'll be able to talk. But glad you made it in safe. And hopefully catch you in a few. Couple of hours or so, maybe on down the road. Maybe the boss will be nice and let you have the day off. So, 7-3.
And if I remembered, I think I was supposed to text you my email address yesterday, but I got busy and kind of convoluted lunch there, but I'll try to do that today. Have a good one, 7-3. It's KK4NXC.
Yes, guys. KN4TFW. Clear.
About on time.
Much. I hope you plan on doing nothing this weekend and resting and trying to get rid of that cold.
You're talking about, I am. I asked my wife. She's going to kind of stay at the house this weekend, well, Saturday. I am too. I got some studying to do and, so I'll probably nestle in and give me some hot tea. I had some hot tea yesterday at work. One of the boys has got some, I can't even remember the name of it, but it's chai. It's got chai in it. That stuff was good.
If you think about it, text me the name. I wouldn't mind trying that.
Number of it to send to you. But yeah, I might try to sneak down there Tuesday morning. I don't know yet. That's what my plans are anyway.
You're welcome. And if you come early enough, we'll go pause and eat breakfast. If you come later, we'll go eat lunch. My treat.
You done got food mixed in there with it. I might try to meet you early.
Winter to me.
Some kind of snow this tomorrow, ain't we?
me yesterday that he saw somewhere where there's a front coming through that's supposed to give everybody snow from one end to the other.
Turn out of snow and turn into rain.
I can handle it as long as it does that. When they do try to do, you know, if it, if it wasn't for the fact I was out here running at night, it could snow all it wanted to. I'd sit on the front porch and drink coffee and watch it snow.
Nice, sat on the back porch, drank coffee, bundled up, watched it snow.
About you, but to me, when it's snowing, it seems like the air has a total different sound to it.
It does. That's definitely, I've noticed the same thing. All them snowflakes absorbing noise, deflecting sound.
For what I figured, I usually, when it snows real bad, I have birds all in the front yard and I feed them, and by the time snow leaves, I got them landing on me, wanting something to eat, because they done got so used to me bringing food out to them. I have a pet dove that wandered around the house. He had come in with a broke, I found her with a broke wing, and I fixed her wing up, and I just let her wander around the house, and she never did want to leave.
One time it would peck on the door and you'd let her in, she'd lay an egg on the couch and then go back outside.
Thank you for feeding her, that's all.
I'm talking to my wife and I said, we had a glass front door and I said, that's a crazy chicken. Pecking at the front door. She goes, yeah, if you let it in, it'll come in, lay an egg, and then go pull back out. And I said, no way. And she goes, yeah. And so I did. Sure enough, man, that was funny.
Need to come in and keep her feet warm, because you know if their feet ever get cold, they'll quit laying eggs.
I think this was in the summer, so I don't know. It didn't last a long time, but it was cute while it was going on.
I have a pet rabbit that ran loose in the house when I was growing up.
Your mama didn't cook that rabbit.
Well, my mama cooked a few rabbits. Rabbit stew and rabbit dumplings.
Remember, man, because this is when we first got married, when I was bringing home squirrels, and I don't think she ever cooked rabbit, but she would cook squirrel dumplings.
No squirrel looked too much like a rat. I'll be right back. I gotta go throw one at a new customer.
Hey, next week.
Hey, I'm back.
Paul's open.
6 o'clock. When they first open up, it's, you know, pretty quick, but the longer you sit there, the more customers you'll see come in. Since Anthony's opened, he's gotten a lot of support from the local people.
I might try to meet you down there at 6 if you think you'd, well, you've been getting off by then anyway, hadn't you?
I'm close to it. Sound like a plan to me. A Tuesday, I should be able to be done before 6, unless something comes up.
Well, if you're not there exactly at 6, I get us a table.
Because by 6:30, last time I was in there, by 6:30 everything was full.
I might have to give us a board.
To come back on that, I don't know if it's because I'm over where I'm at, or where are you at, but I couldn't copy anything. everything. He was in and out the repeater. And a hole.
Now
you sounding like yourself.
Pressure cooker, and those things ain't like 125. And I've got a discount code where you can get 10% off of it.
Never heard of that. Not a pressure cooker that you can throw in the fireplace.
Unuse your stove or throw it in the fireplace. It is cool as heck. You gotta see it. It's not cast iron. It's stainless steel, but they've got a black version that looks just like cast iron. It's really interesting. And it is 1, 2, 3 simple. That thing is simple, man.
Okay, yeah, you can definitely throw that in the fire.
That's neat.
Now, have you guys ever tried the, how do those ones work with the pressure cookers with the touch control, right? They just, do they have actually buttons on some of them? Can you get some with buttons, or are they all touch screens?
Yeah.
Plus, do you know, the 12-quart, like the 12-quart, the pressure cooker plus a, are they touch screen, or are they, or can you get them with push button controls?
Yes, this is an 8-quart. Big metal thing, looks like a cannonball with a clamp on it. You just load it up, throw it in the fire for an hour, and you're done.
In the old days?
My pressure cookers ain't throwing the fire in the old days.
Probably a cast iron plate. I'm sure they did. I mean, I'm sure someone did it. You might not have seen it, but I'm sure some crazy fool did it. Louisiana with the wood stoves, they used to use cooking oil and they pretty deep frying turkeys while he'll burn the buildings down. So what they used to do is put stuff on top of a cast iron plate. Cast iron is good for cooking. The problem is with that is you better find a good way to grab it when you pull it out of the fire. No idea what's down here messing this transfer. I don't know what it is. It's due to our receive, too.
Guys, I'm going to have to say goodbye. Hope you all have a good day, Al. Be careful, safe. And I hope you enjoy your coffee, get some rest, and breathe a bit. And I'll be catching you here a little later. I might text you that website. Take care, 73, KK4 NXC. We're going to be clear.
I'm glad you made it in safe. You have a good one. Don't work too hard and hope you get to feeling better. And if there's anything you need, all you gotta do is let me know. So, KK4NXC, KM4NAP73 is my friend.
So, Cap, I got the worst part of stripping that lawnmower today. I gotta get the, I'm gonna take the gas tank out of the way, the battery out of the way. Every other way I'm gonna jack that thing. I'm trying to get the engine off this stupid thing.
Pull over, I had some jack leg blinded me.
Well, he will do that.
Got one more and I can call it a day.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna get started along the driveway and wait for a nurse to decide what I'm gonna do today. I might take it easy because I beat myself up a little yesterday.
Stuff I got to get done today. I've got to go to the dump for one. I got to go have a tire check. It keeps wanting to leak down on me. I'm so sure I picked something up in it. And try and get a couple of other little odds and ends done. And try and do a little HF in the meantime.
Does one of you guys have a working antenna at all? I'd like to check this transmitter on HF to make sure I didn't hurt it.
If I understood, it's something you want to test out a HF radio. Make sure you didn't ruin it.
I don't know if I hurt the file or not. I need to check it out for the antenna. I can't see if it's transmitted or not.
Make it out.
Yes. Mark 2G, I want to make sure the transmitter's on. I need someone to stop over here and, so we can test it out. Even a lobby or just make sure and go into the menu and see if the transmitter's all right.
Get together one weekend. Get over there and test it for you and that antenna up.
I'm trying to get some cash to do all these things. I just can't seem to get tired of not having a transmitter. It's visible. I'm just trying to get it off where it is. We're not going to have this problem.
Get with the gang and see what we can plan up.
From the Wi-Fi or something, you know, some charge from their modems and stuff around here.
Running a dryer right now, are you?
I have a power supply, but in order, I listen to receive, it's fine. I'm running Astron supply, so switching these supplies seems to be clean.
So a lot of places, when you're drying clothes, it'll give you a lot of RF.
Two, I think there's something, a motor somewhere or somewhere tied to this electrical ground somewhere that's doing it. I mean, it could be anything. I had the LED lights, all kinds of garbage around here. It wasn't here before. Until I can pinpoint, I need an AM radio receiver to go walking around. I just can't, I wish I had accurate test equipment so I could look and see what's around here. Just use one of those spectrum analyzers and go walk around the neighborhood with it.
How close is your nearest neighbor?
All over the place. I got more stuff in this area. It's all kinds of charter and people using dumb wireless modems. You know, everyone's so dumb. They use all these wireless modems and they don't understand how unsecure those things really are. And they're leaving themselves open for all kinds of stuff. And they don't even have enough smarts to understand it.
Picking up noise from an alarm system from one of your neighbors.
Oh, it's right downstairs. One of these days, I'm going to find it. I just got to get an AM radio. I'll find it.
You in an apartment building or you in a house?
Fortunately, my family is stupid enough to run Charter's Spectrum's crap without proper grounding, and their lines are so unshielded, it's probably a house in front of me. What he did is when I moved up birth one time, they threw out all my old transistor AM radio, so I've got nothing to receive it with to walk around to find it.
Neighbors that close, it'd be a thousand and one things.
I'm down there right down the Spectrum's junk. If I put this antenna up on this tower, there will not be a problem.
There, you were crystal clear.
Still here on receiver, right? Yeah, you sounded better that time, too. Blew up, so I gotta build another one. I've checked these connections on this antenna hundreds of times. You have the 440 to be clear as a whistle.
Possibility. I know 440 on the handheld I got is pretty clear, but this radio is strictly 2 meter.
Before I put a tone on this repeater, you know what? You know how easy it is to build a tone board for an old transmitter? I'll tell you, you know what I'm tempted to do? I'm tempted to get, there's a couple of AM frequencies to use, 2 meters on AM. I want to find them. I want to start it now on 2 meter AM. There's a spot we can do it. And I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier to receive on AM on these frequencies than it is this FM stuff. Oh, your signal's getting pretty strong.
2 minutes away.
I tried fixing that ground fault break the other day with straight tubing. What a day I had, you're gonna laugh. I tried to make up something, but I pulled it out. The off-ball breaker got blown up. So I pulled it out, and I realized I got no ground fault in my kitchen because of it. So I found a breaker, which might have been good, so I tried using crimp, you know, 12 gauge crimped wire. Well, that's why I used the string tubing. Well, I couldn't get, it was hard to bend this 12 gauge stuff and get a loop around it. So I tried heating with a match. I had the matches in a tray. I set them down. I forgot about it. In a tin pan, I went and lit the match. Duct tape caught the other ones on fire. So I'm blowing them out. Well, here we go. Oh, man.
I am in my driveway, and I'm fixing to go in the house. So you have a good one, and take it easy today. So, 732-KM4NAP, clear.
Have a good day. I think you think that was funny, though.